A few moments later.
Row, row. Black Twitter is wild, boys. You may not know this, but there is a BET section of social media, and they were sharing how you could scam Chase Bank. Now, there's something about impulse control over here. You're not going to scam a bank. It's a bank. You could scam a lot of places. There's a lot of places out there that are like, oh, you got me. The bank is not one of them. And I don't care that Chase Bank flies a BLM flag during BLM month or mostly peaceful summers where people in BLM shirts kill black people. That's a weird thing. Yeah, despite all of the platitudes and all of the flowery language that they post on social media, Chase Bank will come get you. And these guys are figuring that out today. So over on, it's a little bit of both. It's X and TikTok. You had a bunch of future engineers and scientists telling everybody, do you know you could get free money on an ATM? How? Well, what you do is you write a fake check, you deposit it into the ATM, and it will give you that money. And don't worry about it, because of reparations, we'll be fine. No. No. No, 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 no. That's not at all how any of this works. And so here you've got these idiots. You're robbing a bank. And you're making social media about it. This is how you know that a certain segment of our population, despite screaming how racist everything is. Oh my God, it's worse than Jim Crow up in here, Abe. Can you believe this? Look at these white supremacists and Asians. You just robbed a bank and you filmed it. Like you made a bunch of TikToks and you made a bunch of posts on social media with your name. This is ridiculous. No, 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 no. They'll never figure this out, right? Those idiots in the bank, they didn't actually create the bank. They stole banking from Wakanda. You guys got me over here on the bank side. I don't want to be on the bank side. The banks are scumbags, but I mean, this is wild. They'll never figure it out. You deposited a fake check into your account, and you withdrew a bunch of money that you don't have. I think they'll figure... No. Those crackers are stupid. They'll never figure this out. So here they look at this. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Look at this. Finna get rich up in this bad boy. They'll never crack this code over here. Look at yeah, boy. Free money. Okay. All right. The next morning. Whoops. Oh my God. I can't believe that bank that I just robbed froze my account and then told me I owed them 38 grand. I owe this. Okay, no problem. No problem. You did this less than 12 hours ago. Take the 38 grand that you pulled out of that ATM, walk it back to the bank and say, you got me. Here you go. Here's your money back. Oh, wait, you can't. Why not? Because I got gold teeth now. I got gold teeth. Got gold teeth. I went and I immediately bought $1,000 shoes. I went and got a watch. I got a diamond encrusted watch for 30 grand. Well, that was dumb. That was dumb. You know, it's fascinating to see these guys who didn't think that they would get caught. Despite the fact that it's their account. And then immediately torched 40 grand. Like that. If you're an individual, you know, the title's going to be something like Black People Try to Scam a Bank. And people go, wait, only black people? No, I'm sure there's white people doing it. But I don't have any pictures or videos of white people doing it. It's all black people doing it. And I have to notice skin color because you lefties told me. I don't want to notice skin color. But you guys changed the rules over here. Sitting there with a clipboard. A non-binary, gender-fluid clipboard. Oh my God, look at this movie over here. It took 13 minutes and 36 seconds before a black person's on screen. That's racist. We're going to tell you man, that's racist. So, you guys told me I have to notice skin color. And in all of these videos, it's just black people. It's just black people. And odds are there's some dumb white people doing this too, but at least the dumb white people, they didn't record themselves doing it. But these idiots over here did. And then, oh my God, there's ramifications to this? Oh my God, bro. Oh my God, they caught me. Somehow, I don't know, maybe white supremacy decoder ring. Oh, look at these crackers in their cracker enigma machine. They found me somehow. Oh my God, says. Now I owe 40 grand. No, that's not, no. You took out 40 grand and now you got to pay it back. Just stupid. Look at this guy's, oh man, oh, I can't believe there's ramifications to my actions. I never get held accountable. I just scream racism and everybody lets me do whatever the hell I want. And it's not working this time. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to work this time. It's a bank. It's a bank. They want their money back. Oh, well, I'll just walk away from this. Good luck. The banks all talk to each other. And they're going to get their money, by the way. They're going to come get you. They're going to come get you. But there you have it, boys. There you have it. Massive amount of backfire. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? So, I don't know. PSA, you're not going to rob a bank. You're just not going to rob a bank. They still looking for D.B. Cooper. It's been 50 years, boys. They're going to find him. They're going to find him. All right. Thank you so much for watching the video support channel. Even if you kept it to date on Black Twitter finding out, hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.